Rain fell throughout most of the Midwest over the Friday-Saturday time period as expected, and there was also some melting snow that accompanied that rain, resulting in some significant runoff and a little bit of flooding. Most of those conditions have abated. Yesterday was a fine day across most of the Midwest, with dry conditions prevailing and temperatures probably the warmest we've seen for a while, and we're expecting to see the warmer air abate, though, as we move forward through the next several days. Different waves of cooler air will be moving from northwest to southeast across the Midwest, and each one will bring with it maybe a little bit of light snowfall in the northern parts of the region and a little bit of a cooling bias as each system goes by. Temperatures will not be as cold as they were last week across the region, but there will still be some cooler than usual biased conditions that will evolve over time, and we'll expect that to create a little bit of a higher interest in some of the heating fuel demand across the region, especially during the colder moments. We do not expect to see a lot of extreme temperatures, but we will be seeing cooler readings. The upper portions of the Midwest will probably be coolest in two different waves. One will occur on Wednesday morning. The second will occur on Friday morning. And between those two events, we'll likely see some temperatures in the negative teens and negative single-digit readings across the eastern portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, with some negative single digits reaching down into portions of northern Iowa. There's a chance that northwestern Illinois will see a couple of temperatures near zero this week, but don't think we'll see it go any further to the east or south from there. Even northern Missouri will be spared of any kind of temperatures like that. We will see temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest fall into some teens and 20s this week. And even the southeastern portions of the country will get cold. Right now, it looks as though portions of Florida's citrus country could see temperatures in the 30s on a fairly frequent basis, maybe on Thursday morning and again over the weekend. We'll watch that real closely for possible damage down that way. As far as the potential for damage in winter wheat areas of the U.S., it doesn't look like that's much of a concern. But with that said, I do want to point out that it's still not raining in the Pacific Northwest or California. Most of the western United States seeing a winter drought of significant proportions, and some of that dryness is working its way into the western portions of the U.S. plains. Most of the hard red winter wheat country will do without precipitation for the next week to 10 days. And temperatures there will probably be a little bit on the cool side, only for brief periods of time. Most of the temperatures out there will be mild enough to induce some evaporation, and we'll likely see daily temperatures running anywhere from 40s and 50s in the north to 50s and some lower 60s in the south. High temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will probably not be quite so terribly cold as we move forward through this week. We'll look for afternoon temperatures running primarily in the 20s and 30s across the north, and we'll look for readings in the south to be mostly in the 30s and 40s. Now, those two colder mornings that I mentioned before will likely bring on some cooler afternoon temperatures as well. We will see high temperatures on Wednesday only in the 20s and 30s in the lower Midwest, and probably on over the Friday-Saturday time period again, some 20s and 30s will occur in those same areas. Down in South America over the weekend, rain fell significantly Friday into Saturday across northern parts of Argentina. 1 to 2.5 inches of rain brought relief to some of the crop areas there. The rest of the country was dry, and it looks like some of the southernmost corn and soybean producing areas are still hurting for moisture, and this week's temperatures will likely soar back into the 90s and lower 100s, and we'll see little to no rain until the weekend coming up. Brazil crop weather continues to be almost ideal. There'll be some rain that will delay a little bit of field work this week, but it won't be enough to move the market in a significant manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.